JBear recently posted about new marketing technology that does amazing content creation and how AI will drive down the cost of content marketing to nearly zero while still producing great results. And he asks, in the process, what's left for humans? He ends with an example in his recent post, which I'll link in the show notes here, about Michael, a barista who does amazing coffee art, and says, a machine could obviously do the same thing for nearly zero cost, but is that what we want? A life of expediency without joy? I think Jay's fears are largely unfounded, but there are things to be concerned about. AI and robotics will create a world of efficiency, for sure. The promise of AI to the company, of course, is acceleration, faster results, and accuracy, better results. But the promise of AI to the end user, to the customer experience, is a better customer experience than we are currently getting from companies. On the company side, like I said, cutting costs, and of course the biggest cost for most companies these days is humans. But AI is not going to take away jobs or job roles. Michael the barista, for example, isn't going to be replaced anytime soon by a robot because he's excellent at what he does. He loves what he does, he loves his work, and you can see that excellence is not at stake. What is at stake, and what's going to impact millions of people's jobs, is inferiority. Terrible customer service, terrible work quality. Think of the industries that we associate with a terrible customer experience, like the airlines, right? When was the last time we looked forward to a flight? Cable and phone companies. When was the last time we looked forward to dealing with the cable company of your choice? The Department of Motor Vehicles. Have you ever seen anyone post how delighted they are to be going to the DMV? We automatically assume when dealing with entities like these that our customer experience is going to suck. We mentally prepare ourselves for a confrontation rather than a delightful customer experience. Think about that. We get ready for a fight. We may even physically feel like that fight or flight response gets going. That's what's at stake. AI and robotics promise companies and consumers minimum competency, the minimally viable competence, and a guaranteed mediocre experience, right? That's where the technology excels. It will produce a consistent, mediocre experience. It's not going to be a terrible experience. It's also not going to be excellent. It's going to be good enough. Think about fast food, right? Think about McDonald's. Do you go to McDonald's for the best hamburger in the world? No. But you go to McDonald's for a guaranteed experience. You know what you're going to get. And wherever you go, in any McDonald's on the planet, you're going to get pretty much the same thing. You go there for a burger that's okay. But okay is very often good enough, right? Competence is good enough. So whose jobs are at stake? Not Michael, not the barista, the coffee artist who loves what he does. He's safe. Who is at stake are the thousands of people who work at coffee shop chains who don't enjoy their jobs, who phone it in, who make no effort to do more than the minimum amount of work. Case in point, I have seen so many people take Instagram photos of their coffee cups with their name like horribly misspelled, like the person didn't even try. Robots and AI could and probably will replace every one of those people who hate their jobs or are terrible at their jobs and automatically elevate the customer experience from equally terrible to mediocre, right? Customers at coffee shops where you have minimum wage employees who don't enjoy what they're doing will be deliriously happy. The customers will be deliriously happy just getting the correct order promptly made with the name spelled properly on the coffee cup, even if a human being never touches it. Now, this is going to extend to every industry, including marketing and marketing technology. If you hate your job in marketing, you probably don't do a great job at it. If you're bad at your job, you don't create great results. And so content creation and content marketing systems will easily replace that phoning it in, rote, no creativity, just doing the thing just to check the boxes, right? That's easy to automate, and it will be automated. So the lesson is clear for all of us. Be excellent or be replaced. If we're terrible at our jobs, if we hate our jobs, we are the first candidates to be replaced by machines. those of us who love our jobs, who love our work, who invest in ourselves and our ongoing professional development and training on our own time, on our own dime, our careers, our jobs will be safe because there will always be room at the table for excellence. Companies will always pay for excellence, human or machine. But the humans who are excellent are not in danger. So please, as part of these Friday thoughts, be excellent at what you do. And if you can't, if you don't want to be excellent at what you do, figure out what you want to do in life and be excellent at that. Thanks for watching.